U.S. mobilizes Patriot missile launchers in Qatar amid rising Iran tensions. U.S. forces at Al-Udeid Air Base in Qatar, the largest American base in the Middle East, have shifted MIM-104 Patriot missile systems onto mobile M983HEMTT truck launchers to increase rapid deployment and maneuverability as tensions with Iran escalate. Satellite images from the 17th of January to the 1st of February, 2026, reveal both a significant buildup of U.S. military aircraft and the repositioning of Patriot systems, reflecting heightened risk of Iranian attacks. Mobility allows the Patriots to quickly relocate for defensive or offensive operations should Iran strike. President Donald Trump signaled both caution and optimism, stating he might deploy an additional aircraft carrier if talks with Iran fail, while also emphasizing the possibility of a great deal supported by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump has threatened military action over Iran's nuclear program, ballistic missile development, regional proxy activity, and suppression of domestic dissent, even as diplomatic efforts continue. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have warned they will target U.S. bases if attacked. Iran has reportedly replenished its missile stockpiles following the joint U.S.-Israeli strikes on its nuclear and military sites the previous summer and operates underground missile facilities near Tehran, Kermanshah, Semnan, and the Gulf Coast. Its naval drone carrier, Iris Shahid Pagheri, was observed near Bandar Abbas in late January and mid-February. Across the region, satellite imagery shows increased U.S. military activity. Al-Udeid, Qatar, the 1st of February images showed 18 AC-135 Stratotankers, 7 C-17s, 3 C-130s, an RC-135, and up to 10 Patriot systems on HEMTTs, up from 14 tankers and 2 C-17s in January. Muwafaq, Jordan. The 2nd of February images revealed 17 F-15Es, 8 A-10s, 4 C-130s, multiple helicopters, a C-17, and 4 E-18G Growlers, with a notable increase from mid-January. Other bases, Prince Sultan in Saudi Arabia, Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, and Dakhan in Oman also showed heightened aircraft presence into early February. The rapid mobilization of missile defenses, the regional aircraft surge, and Iran's retaliatory posture underscore a volatile standoff as U.S. and Iranian forces brace for possible confrontation, while pursuing last-ditch diplomatic talks.